All right, welcome everybody. I'm going to repeat what I just said to everybody else because I didn't record it. So welcome, I'm Dan Valentine, and I will be your host today. We have an amazing panelist lineup. We are in week 8 of Momentum Bootcamp already. Can you believe that? Week 8. And I will actually talk about why we are doing this bootcamp this long all the way up to convention in a little bit. I think we have maybe 3 or 4 more of these before we all roll into convention. So how many of you put in the chat or put in the comments on Facebook if you did a workout this morning, okay? At least 10 minutes. You got the blood flowing and you sweat. That's the goal, is that there's at least one little tiny bead of sweat from some type of physical activity you did. Some of you might have been like walking up the stairs. That's cool. But get sweating, get the blood flowing. The reason we do that is it really helps you to get focused and engages your brain, engages your entire body in what we're doing here. So on that note, I want to encourage you, turn all your notifications off. Please engage in the chat, engage in the comments, be part of the discussion. That's awesome. I love that. But don't be texting your team. I always laugh when I'm on these boot camps or on my team trainings, and I'm getting texts from coaches that are not on. But anyway, you're on, so congratulations for sticking with us. You're still here on week 8. I love it. And the numbers are staying up, so congratulations to all of you being super engaged. And I'm going to go over our weekly commitments in just a second here, our daily commitments, just as a reminder. And I will tell you this, if you will just at least do those things, you will see a massive impact in your business, okay? So turn all your notifications off. Make sure you click speaker view. If you are on Zoom, right up in the corner there, click speaker view. So you're not seeing all the panelists the whole time, just the person who's speaking. And by the way, who knows what my hat stands for? WIT. Who knows what it stands for? It's actually written on the side. I'm looking at the chat here. Nobody's throwing it up there. Whatever it takes, baby, that's right. I felt like wearing my whatever it takes hat today. I did a 30-minute hip-hop Peloton ride this morning. I may have overdid it. I may not be able to walk later today, but man, I had a blast and I was sweating all over the place. I even wore a sweatshirt. I figured, hey, if I'm calling you guys to sweat, then I got to sweat too. Then I took a cold shower. And so you are in for a treat today. I may be a little lively. So I want to be fully engaged, and I want to encourage all of you to be fully engaged in this boot camp today. And then more importantly, be fully engaged in the action that follows up the things that we're talking about on this boot camp. Because if nothing happens, nothing happens. If nothing changes, nothing changes. So if you don't go out and make something happen, you learning all this stuff and walking away from this morning going, oh, that was such a great boot camp. I love that. I love hearing all your chats and your comments and all that. That's great, but move it into action. Transfer this energy from this boot camp that you walk out with into the actions that you are going to hear about today and all the actions we've been talking about. We've had actions every single week that we have put up. And I'm telling you, if you go back, here's a little tip for you. If you go back and you take the daily boot camp commitments and you take the actions that we have posted up the last 7 weeks, it'll be 8 weeks today, and you do all those actions every single week, you will have a business that will absolutely blow your mind in 3 months, in 6 months. You want to have a good 2020? I just told you how to do it. You want to leave nothing to chance when it comes to 2020? Go back, write all those actions down, put them as business building activities into your schedule, put some structure behind it, right? Like Megan always says, structure is my friend. Megan's not going to be with us today. She is on a plane right now flying to Illinois. I'm meeting her with my other daughter that's at camp on Monday, okay? So let's go to the boot camp commitments, and then we're going to get this thing rolling, and we're going to get things kicked off with Corey Baker in a second. Okay, so, all right, here we go. We're going to review these. Put in the chat whether you are doing them or not, okay? Let's keep it honest. This is accountability time. Are you doing some type of personal daily personal development? Hopefully you've already read or listen to the Church Boy to Millionaire by Doug Wood. That's kind of a recommended reading. So hopefully you're through that and on to something else. Here's the deal. Here's why we do personal development. I was listening to a podcast this morning while I'm getting ready. Every morning when I get ready, I'm listening to a podcast. When I'm in the car, I'm listening to an audiobook or a podcast. That is how you build your identity. That is how you build your confidence. That is how you build your intelligence. That is how you build up that drive. It takes time. You got to stay committed to it. Okay. So are you doing some type of daily personal development? Put it in the chat. Let me bring up Facebook real quick so I can see what you all are saying in there. Are you doing something? And if you are, put what it is. What kind of personal development are you doing? All right, here's the comments, and it's delayed just a little bit. Whoops, and my volume's on. Let me turn that off. There we go. Okay. All right, good. Excellent. Massive Momentum Tour. Corey is part of that right now. You can go see Doug Wood and Corey and Tia – yeah, Doug Wood and Tia Wood and Corey Baker. I don't even know where they're at. He can tell you in a minute. Okay, number two. Oh, this is so important. Are you checking into the Momentum Facebook group daily? Put it in the chat. Put it in the comments. Are you doing it? Yes or no? It's simple. No excuses. I heard the other day, I put it up on my social media. You can either make moves or you can make excuses. You can't do both. Okay, so are you checking in daily? Guys, I know you're spending, and hey, let me get this out up front. Maybe you're new, maybe you're a new coach, and your business coach threw you to the wolves and put you in this boot camp or said you really need to be here. Hold on to your seat, cover your toes. Listen, here's the deal. I am making the assumption that everybody that is on this boot camp has a strong desire to grow their business and to grow themselves personally in every area of their life that you want to. Corey Baker wrote a book called Chasing Better. You want to chase the best version of yourself. You want to be, your competition is not somebody else on this team. Your competition is the person that you were yesterday. You want to be in a better place tomorrow. You want to be further along. You want to grow. You don't want to recognize yourself at the end of this boot camp. You don't want to recognize yourself a year from now. Okay. So I'm making the assumption. Okay. And because this is my boot camp, so this is who this is for, just so you know, people that have a strong, and I intentionally put the word strong, in their desire to grow in their life and in their business, okay? So sometimes, not sometimes, all the time, we keep it super real. We tell it like it is. We speak truth because we want the best for you. That's my heart in this boot camp. That's why we get up every single Saturday morning and do this. That's why we put the prep work in. Throughout the week, we don't just throw this thing together. There's a lot of thought that goes into this. There's a lot of heart that goes into this because we know that I just am dumb enough to believe that anybody can improve their life and can build this business. I'm just dumb enough to believe that. When a new coach comes on our team, I don't care who they are, I am dumb enough to believe that if they just stick it out, they put the work in, they will be able to succeed. And I want you to know that I believe that about every single one of you. So we speak truth. Sometimes there's some toes that are stepped on. But remember, we're coming from the assumption that you have a strong desire to grow. So it comes from a good place, good heart, right? If you're all in with on that with me, put all into the chat. Okay, checking into the boot camp. Here's the deal. This is what I was about to say. You're on Facebook. You're on Instagram. I just read some stats the other day that millennials spend 2.5 hours on average on social media per day. I would say it's even more than that. That's just average, okay? So that's taking people that don't spend any time on social media as well. 2.5 hours per day on social media, okay? Take 5 minutes, go to the boot camp. We are throwing out some amazing content. Facebook Lives, we're putting all kinds of great posts in there. Pat Schatzline did a great post about how to blow up the end of this month and charge into next month. That was in there. All those things are there for you. So check in there. Be hang out with your family. Hang out with this team, and let's all encourage one another, okay? Are you doing it? Yes or no? Okay, number three, are you on the weekly boot camp trainings? Well, if you're here and you're listening to this, then you are, or you're watching the recordings. And this is important, are you doing your team trainings? Okay, are you doing the Monday Night Leadership Call with Dr. A? Are you doing the unified training that we've been doing? Are you doing, if your team does an after party or another training, are you doing those? Are you committing that hour and a half every week besides boot camp? How many of you think 2 hours is not too much to ask in 1 week? How many hours are in a week? What, let me do that real quick. I can't add that quick. Who knows how many hours are in a week? Put it in the chat. Some of you guys know. Let me see, where's my chat? 168. Okay. Somebody put 2 hours in a week. No. Okay. 168, 148. I get a bunch of different answers. We'll say it's around 168 hours in a week. Don't you think 2 hours out of that? If you have a strong desire to build your business, do you not think that is a wise investment and worth your time? It's funny. I laugh when people talk about, you know, oh, sometimes coaches are timid. They're like, well, I don't want to push my new coach. First of all, they're not your new coach, but I don't want to push this new coach to into too much and overwhelm them. And yet this coach has a desire to be free from their job and make $3,000 a month or $10,000 a month. And I'm like, you'll blow an hour in a heartbeat. You know, we put our schedule out once and the coach was like, oh, that just seems like so much. I'm like, dude, you put that much into your favorite Netflix series. You binge watch 24 hours of a series as soon as the new season comes out. Guys, let's put it in perspective. What do you really want? What does that Netflix do for you? I'm not saying don't watch Netflix, but I kind of am. But what does that do for you? Out of all the actions you do every single day, every single week, all of the hours that you put in, how many of those hours equate to you growing yourself and growing your business? I want you to ask yourself that question this week. Look at your schedule. And there's certain things we have to do, but there's also a lot of time that we choose to do things. And I'm not saying everything you do has to move your business or move your personal development forward, but I think a bunch of it should, right? Or at least a good chunk of it. Okay, so trainings. Number four, are you still doing this? Please, reading and internalizing your whys out loud every day. I don't know another way I can say this. If you are not still at this point, or finally at this point, getting up every morning and walking, even if you are a top leader in this company, if you are not going to your current whys and reminding yourself and reading them through out loud every single day, you are missing a huge, huge part of the success code. Okay. And then number five, are your foundations secure? The foundations, put them in the chat if you know what they are. Things like your personal health. Is your personal health on point? Man, that's so important. Are you integrated? Are you working with your mentorship team? Are you following the system? Big one, do you have a heart to help people? Are you trying to get people or are you trying to serve people? We talked about that last week when it comes to sponsoring. Are you trying to improve somebody's life and give them a gift? Are you trying to get somebody so you can get a rank and you can get a certain income level? Here's the secret that's not so secret. If you want to reach a certain income level and you want to have a certain kind of business, don't chase that. Chase helping people, as many people as you can. And those things, that rank, that income, that recognition, whatever it is that you desire, there's nothing wrong with desiring those things, but those things will chase you. How many of you want to be chased by a higher income? How many of you want to be chased by a higher rank? How many of you want to be chased by that dream that you have that's written on your whys, that dream life, whatever it is? Those things will chase you. You don't chase them. What you chase is serving people, helping people to have everything you want in life, help enough other people get what they want. That is the key to this thing. So the biggest pillar in our foundations is that you're constantly reminding yourself that I have a heart to help people, that I want to help you. Before I get on every single call, and this is 100% God's honest truth, every single call, I intentionally go through this process in my mind. For me, it's a prayer, okay? Whatever your faith is, doesn't matter. But I go through this process of reminding myself that I am on this call to help this person, whether it's on a Zoom with a coach, whether it's before this Zoom right here, whether it's a potential client. Literally before the call starts, I take 30 seconds and I remind myself, I really want to be able to help this person. I really want to be able to, man, if this is something that's good for them, then let them be open to it. I go through that process. That reminds me, that puts my heart in the right place when it comes to having a heart to help people. So a little tip for you if you're not doing that. We always got to constantly remind ourselves, or it's easy for it to get away from us, what it's really all about. Okay, if that was helpful to anybody, put a one in the chat. Okay, that's some gold right there. I said it. I don't know if I can say it's gold if I'm the one that said it, but I just did, so I guess I can. So anyway, okay, all right, I'm going to hand it over. We are sticking to the theme of sponsoring for week three, and I'm going to tell you right now, just so you know, week eight, this is the third week of sponsoring. We are staying on the subject of sponsoring and starting coaches well, helping coaches take aim that are maybe stuck. We're going to be digging into all that next week, okay? So we're going to stay on the subject of coaches, because most of the time, and I would go as far as to say always, the answer to whatever your problem is in your business is sponsoring, okay? giving this gift away. Okay, so I'm done. Sorry, Megan, if you're watching the recording or if you're on the plane watching it right now. Another Dan Valentine long intro, okay? I just get going. So I'm going to hand it off to the one and only Corey Baker. It is all yours, my friend.
Thanks, Dan. Love it. And this has been a lot of fun. I'm learning so much on these boot camps. It's been cool. I haven't shared the last couple of weeks, and I've loved it because it's been a great opportunity for me just to sit back and soak it all in because, you know, even being coaching for 5 years, that you still got lots to learn. And I've been learning a lot from some of the best, and it's just been a blast. And I'm actually on the Massive Momentum Tour right now with Doug Wood. We've been all over the place. Tonight we're going to be in Cleveland. So if you're anywhere near the Cleveland area, come on out to see us tonight. I think it's going to be something that you're really going to enjoy and get a lot of value added. So for the next 10 to 12 minutes, I'm going to make you a couple promises. Number one, in the next 10 minutes, you're going to love me. And number two, in the next 12 minutes, you're going to hate me. Okay? You're going to love me and you're going to hate me all in the span of the next 10 to 12 minutes. And so it's going to be good. I think you're going to get some value added. But that's what's going to happen. Here's what I've learned. Here's where you're going to love me. Okay? Been coaching for 5 years. And I honestly think that, you know, there are 2 months in the calendar year that tend to be harder than others. In my opinion, right? 2 months, June, November. Okay, those 2 months, in my opinion, are the most challenging months. Now, challenge is relative in terms of what you describe it to be, but in my opinion, the two most challenging months that seem to have the most obstacles to overcome over the in your business year tend to be June and November. So you're in the middle of one of those. Now, I don't want to discount the fact that some of you might be having a phenomenal month right now. All right. Some of you are crushing it. You're reaching goals. You're helping a ton of people. You're exceeding what you desired. Your business is going to see growth in June from where it was in May. Some of you aren't. All right. Some of you have been a little bit discouraged this month. Some of you have, you know, kind of been a little disappointed. You've kind of started to question whether this is for you. You started looking at this, and I'll just tell you, I've been through Junes 5 times now, and they're always the same, okay? So I'm just telling you that. This is what I want to help you with. You may have had a different goal at the beginning of the month, but what I want to know for you is what would make June a win in the next 2 days for you? What would make June a win in the next 2 days? Can you focus on 2 days and say, hey, what would make June a win for me in the next 2 days? How can I go into July so strong that I feel momentum, that I feel like things are moving forward, right? What is a win for you in the next 2 days? Now, I was sitting up last night thinking about this, and this is going to be a deep thought, and I want you to – I'm guessing all of us have had this reality as coaches at some point, and here's what the truth is, right? As coaches, we tend to define our business more by what people aren't doing than by what they are, okay? We tend to define our business more by what some coaches are not doing than we do defining it by what other coaches are. We look at all of the people that aren't doing things, and we base our success of our business based on what certain people are not doing. I've shared this before, but I'm telling you, one of the things that revolutionized our business is when I stopped saying 4 words, right? These 4 words will help your peace of mind so, so much. And those 4 words are this: if they would just. If they would just. We talk about that a lot. We have my coaches. Man, if my coaches, if they would just get on trainings, if they would just post on Facebook, if they would just, and we start looking at all of our coaches and we start having these conversations with ourselves about how if they would just. Now, Dan alluded to this, okay? And I want you to picture the rank goal that you have, or the income goal that you have, or the influence goal, the number of people that you want to help goal, whatever that would be, okay? Here's the truth. You ready? You have not sponsored enough coaches to make that goal a reality. You haven't. We look at our coaches. I'm telling you right now, if you have 5 senior coaches, or I'm sorry, if you have 5 coaches, you are not going to make FIBC, if that's what your goal is. I'm sorry. If you need five EDs to be global, if you have five coaches, you are not going to make global. Whatever your goal is, I am telling you right now, the answer is not in the house. It's not. There was a book written several years ago called The Miracles in the House. I'm telling you, your miracle is not in the house. It's not. Your miracle is not in the current coaches that you have. It is not. The answer to help you to move forward is found in people that don't even know what Optavia is, who you are, what you can offer. They are out there somewhere. And what we tend to do is spend a lot of our time focusing on people that don't want it, thinking that it's our problem that they don't want it, that it's our fault that they don't want it, that it's our lack of motivational skills that make them not desire to do something. And we focus all of our attention on what they are not doing instead of going out and finding those that are ready to move forward, right? Okay, so what we're trying to do is to stop trying to get people to do things and get them to move forward. You know, Dan alluded to this, and it's true. You tend to push people that don't want to be pushed or aren't ready to be pushed when you lack options. And I want to talk about the importance of having options for your business, because when you don't have options for your business, you tend to do all of the things that make people not enjoy being a part of businesses like this, which is pushing, prodding. Nobody likes to be a part of that, right? But when you have options, you can partner along with people that desire for their business to grow more than you desire their business to grow so that your rank will advance. It's really important that we learn how to find options. So, June, you know what June does? You know why June's so complicated for some people? Because June exposes frontline volume only coaches. If your business is built solely on frontline volume, you will be exposed in June. I've seen coaches that have come and said, man, you know, my frontline volume was 4,000 last month, and this month it's only 2. If your business is built solely on frontline volume, you know why that is? Because people go on vacation in June, don't they? And they go on vacation, and sometimes they go off plan. And what happens when they go off plan? They push their order back to July, because why do they need to keep stockpiling food? And all those people that you thought were going to be ordering at the end of the month didn't order at the end of the month because they have plenty of food, because they went on vacation and they didn't do 5-in-1 while they were on vacation. And now you're getting all confused and you're getting all frustrated and you're getting thinking that it's wrong. Something's wrong with you. The problem is you, but the reason is it's because you lack options. Not because you're a bad coach, because you lack options. And it's time to get out there and find more people. Now, another thing that I will tell you to stop saying, right? If you want to have a lot of business and you want to move forward, it's time to have more options. Sometimes it's easy for you to watch a Zoom like this and you see people that are talking and coaching for a while and you can sit there, and I guarantee you that there are people that are out there that have this thought, and that thought is, well, that's easy for you to say, Corey. Listen, if you ever want to move forward in your life, you will never say those words again. Don't ever say to someone that's easy for you to say, because you don't know what it's like to be them. And what that does when you say that's easy for you to say is it takes all of the accountability and all of the action off of you and puts you in victim mode, saying that I can't do this because I'm not them. So you don't know what it is. You don't know how easy it is for me. None of us do, right? It's challenging. So we talk a lot about abundance in this business. We talk about, you know, there's abundance laws. Laws is the wrong word, but this idea of, hey, you know, we kind of have a thing where we say, hey, listen, if you shared program with someone, if you shared coaching with someone, and you find out that that person that you shared with spoke with someone else previously, that you point them back to the person that shared with them, right? And that's true. We do that, right? However, sometimes we get all offended when someone signs up with someone that we talked to 3 years ago and we haven't followed up with them once. Can I tell you something? Abundance goes both ways. Abundance is not just about guiding people back to the person that talked to them. Abundance is also about understanding that even if that person signs up with someone else, it's still okay because you know what? They're getting healthy and that's what matters. And maybe that's forcing you to realize that you got to get some more lines in the water. And it's time for you to stop looking at just the current people. And maybe it's exposing some follow-up in you. Maybe it's exposing, hey, I gotta figure out, like, and I've had to ask myself this question, right? And this isn't about this, but I'm just telling you. If I share with someone and they choose to be coached by someone else, maybe there's something I gotta do different. Maybe there's a reason and I gotta look into that. All right. It's not about that. I'll just tell you this. All right, I'm gonna share this picture and then we're gonna be done. All right. I want to show you this. All right. Some of us, our business looks a lot like this. This is a harbor that is filled with boats. We were doing a massive momentum event the other night, and this person raised their hand and said, you know, I want a coach, but I fear that the market is saturated. I fear that there's already too many coaches. Well, I'll tell you this. If you're in this harbor, there are too many boats in this harbor. But the truth is, the boat was never meant to be in this harbor. The boat was meant to be out in the deep waters where the fish are. We can look at this, and sometimes our Facebook news feeds can look like this. Our Facebook news feeds are filled, and Facebook's pretty smart, by the way. Facebook has these things called algorithms, and Facebook sees that you're into health. And so you know what Facebook does? It shows you pictures and posts of other people that are also into health. That's a good thing and a bad thing. It's a good thing because that's what it identifies you as. It's a bad thing because now you start to think that everybody's doing this. Everybody in your church is doing this. Everybody in their town is doing this. No, it's not. You know, if Optavia tripled in the next year, we would still be reaching less than 1% of the United States population. If Optavia tripled in this next year, we would be reaching less than 1% of the United States population. That's not counting Singapore. That's not counting Hong Kong or the rest of the flipping world. Just the United States, right? So it is time to get out of the harbor. And if you really want to reach massive influence and help a lot of people and find people that are ready to run and ready to grow, well, you know what? People are looking at this and we're frustrated that our lines are getting tangled with other people. You should never be frustrated when your lines get tangled with other people when you're fishing in a spot like this. And I don't want to use this fishing analogy like we're trying to get anyone. But guys, I'm telling you, the point is, if you want to get out there and you want to find more options, it's time to get your boat out of the harbor and into the water and get out there and start focusing. Because here's the cool thing. That harbor is untapped, or that ocean is untapped potential. And that's where people are that are ready. So, man, I hope that was helpful. Let's get some options. Let's crush the rest of this month. And let's fly into conventions strong and ready to go.
So good, Corey. I love that. In working with Eric Hunsberger and Doug Wood, there was one thing that I noticed from the very beginning. I would get really concerned when a client would leave. I'd get really concerned when a client would transfer out, or when somebody I've shared with would sign up with someone else. I mean, all those things are always a bummer. But I noticed with Eric and Doug, it was just not a big deal to them. Not that they didn't care about it, but and the reason why is because they have built businesses where they have lots of options. And I've noticed now in my business, and every panelist that's on here, and many of you, when you've got clients lined up like planes coming into O'Hare, when you've got coaches knocking on your door, when you know you've started 500 conversations, so just because this person isn't ready, you're not freaking out about it. That's what Corey means when he says options. You've got options. When this coach doesn't do something, you can be bummed because you really wanted it for him, but you're not losing sleep over it because you don't need them. If you can get to a place where you don't need people, it's so freeing. And some of you are missing out on that fun part of this business. You're feeling the pressure. And if you do what Corey just said and you get more options, that takes the pressure all the way off. If a client moves their order, I don't know what clients of mine move their orders from June to July. It doesn't impact my business at all to get to that place. And I get it. It's more of an impact when you have a smaller business, but the way around that is to keep the big end of that funnel so full that you know if somebody drops out or if somebody moves their order, you know there's another person right behind them, right around that next door, and so you're not worried about it. So I love that, Corey. So good, man. I love it, love it, love it. And you can, there's no, we happen to be, this is sad that there are so many people that need what we have, but from a business perspective, there is no shortage of people that need what we have. This market is not even close to saturated. Okay, there you throw a rock in any direction and you can find people who need what we have. I guarantee you that if I was to give you $1 million, if you could go find 10 people to sign up as real clients, okay, no funny business, you pay for it, whatever. If I was to give you $1 million on July 1st, if you were to go sign up 10 clients in the next 2 days, I think a huge percentage of you would figure out how to get that done. You caring what people think would go out the window. You being afraid to pick up the phone and call a friend or a family member would go out the window. Your ego would go out the window. People thinking you post too much would go out the window, right? Now, if I started that conversation by saying, hey, how many of you think you can go find 10 clients in the next 2 days? Very few people would say, yeah, I think that's possible. So it can be done. And you can do it if you're motivated enough and you're willing to do the work. You can move all those. The point is, $1 million removes a lot of concepts and a lot of blockades, right? The reward is just so great that all those things fall to the wayside. So those things can fall to the wayside. Okay, so we have spent the last 2.5 weeks talking about how important sponsoring is, sponsoring mindset. The answer is in sponsoring. Get options, all this. If you are in this boot camp and you do not recognize how important it is and that your key to unlocking this code is bringing on coaches, giving this gift away, if you don't get that yet, I can't help you. We can't help you, okay? So hopefully you're there, right? If you're there and you get that, just say yes in the chat or put something in the chat, okay? Put a one in the chat if you're there, okay? So, all right. So that being said, that groundwork has been laid. It has been beat into the ground. I need to go give this gift away. Now, we're going to get into the how, and we're going to do a little bit more of that next week, but we've got two sponsoring giants that are going to come on here for the last half of this call, and they are going to talk you through the how. Now, before we get into that, let me tell you this real quick, okay? It's not a script, and you're going to find that. Both of these people are sponsoring lots of people. There'll be some overlap, but there'll also be they say things very differently. They do things differently. The key is that once you have decided to sponsor, that you've decided that you are going to grow your team and give this gift away, when you want to do that almost as bad as you want to breathe, then you figure out how to do it, okay? It's not the script, okay? So that's a key. So, but we're going to go through some of the how. How do we layer? How do we plant seeds? How do we invite to explore? What does this process look like of coming in from, you know, a brand new client or somebody I don't know? And Joey Hipp did such a great job last week talking about how he brings up coaching to non-clients. I loved that. That was gold. Was that not gold? Thank you, Joey, for that. So we're going to go into some how now for the next few minutes. And we're going to go first to Integrated Presidential Director Danae Marks. Now, she just looked at me weird when I said that because that's not her rank yet. However, if Danae Marks keeps doing what she's doing and doesn't decide to slow it down, and that's a whole nother subject, we get satisfied and we slow it down. If she keeps sponsoring, I've been in this long enough to know, she will be Integrated Presidential Director. So I'm going to go ahead and introduce her as that because that's who she is on the inside. And that's what her work is showing, and she will be. So Danae Marks, I don't even know what rank you actually are. It doesn't matter, because I see an integrated presidential director. Danae, can you walk us through, how do you sponsor so many people?
Yes, definitely, and thank you so much. It did catch my attention for sure, because that's where our heart is. We want to show up and live that life of huge abundance from the very beginning. And for me, starting in that place of turning the mirror on myself and remembering what it was like when I had my coach believe in me, when I had my coach see moments in me that I was fearful of, when the beginning of my journey and stepping into coaching, I said no to coaching for 4 years. 4 years I sent clients over to my business coach. I was stuck in my own way, and it was an amazing opportunity that I wasn't given up on. And so remembering what your story is going to give you the fuel and the fire to hold spaces for everyone. And that's where you get to have those I see in you moments. And like Joey says, it starts at the beginning before they ever become a client, looking for those opportunities for that life of abundance match. And so for me, that's it. I want to show up in every conversation. I want to be able to offer value to their life. And so be aware, speak through those words, speak through those scared words that are coming out of their mouth, and you're going to hear the heart behind what's really going on in someone's life. That's what we get to do. When we remember the words that we spoke, but how we were really feeling on the inside, it allows us to hold that space for other people in their life. It allows us to say, oh my goodness, on those beginning health assessments when they say their fears, to give them those words that we turn around and to say, oh my goodness, you don't want that life, but here's what it can be. I hear that you want to be an incredibly present dad who's going to jump in the pool with your daughter no matter what and celebrate life with her. I hear this. I feel this. I see this in you. And so on those health assessments, that very top spot up again above everybody's name, that's where I have written, because I've learned from these greats right here, the Dan Valentines, the Brad Millers, the Denise Heinrichs, the Dans, the Dougs, the Carols, the Tiffanys, everybody, that top spot on my health assessment, that's where, how is coaching the match? I wrote that question for weeks on end, on the beginning of every health assessment. Like Dan said, praying whatever is your faith. For me, I'm praying before those health assessments, just like Dan said. And then I write in the top, how is health coaching a match? How is that the answer for them? Because it's that bigger vision. It's standing in the gap from that first conversation and believing in what it is for them. And then having that renewed coaching glass vision for them, that it is so much more than what they put in their mouth. Because when they get on that conversation with you, they think you're trying to sell them something. And then they are blown away that you're sharing and caring with them. And so that's what we get to do. We get to listen to their story. We get to ask the deep questions and see through it. And so on the health assessment, being able to flip those conversations around, to let them be seen and known, and then seeing, oh my goodness, I hear that you want to live that life with your family. Wow, you want to go on that vacation. That's exciting. Oh, I hear that sounds like finances would be a struggle. Well, guess what? We're going to talk about coaching as a part of your journey anyway. That's the sustainability. That's the reciprocal accountability for you. Oh my gosh, you want a community? Wait till you get to be a part of our coaching community. That's a whole other layer of personal growth and reflection. And so giving them that space and always believing that that's what's going to be possible for them, that it's a natural occurrence. And you guys, this isn't anything that I came up with. I've been present on these boot camps. The boot camp that I was a part of 2 years ago, where I got to hear Carol and Tiffany share their story, blew my mind. And so it is. It's taking what we've gotten blessed with in these trainings, but putting it into action. It's writing out on those health assessments how you see a bigger vision for people in their lives. Because in their mind, they've got enough negativity happening. They're their own worst critic. And we get to change that for them. We get to begin to stir that pot that's going to say, oh my gosh, you have something great in you. Oh my goodness, I see this coming. So from every conversation, from a health assessment, and then checking in with those clients every single week, standing in the gap for them, looking on their Facebook page, sharing, oh my gosh, I saw this picture of you. You look fantastic. And oh my goodness, everybody that complimented you, that's them wanting to see an amazing change in their own life. And remembering what you hear on health assessments and when you're having conversations with people, those heart things that they share with you, being able to turn that around and add that value with what they've shared with you on those weekly calls or those integration celebration calls or on things that they share in your private groups for your community, giving them that value and saying, I see how you jumped in there. Oh my goodness, you sound like a health coach. I saw your comment to Hillary. You totally helped her with that recipe. Man, you sound like a health coach. Oh, that person, I know her. She was really struggling. I'm so thankful that you spoke up in our group and you cared well for her. Man, you sound like a health coach. Any chance I have to tell someone that they sound like a health coach, or man, I can tell you really have a passion for deep life change for other people. I see that in you. You're already inspiring other people. We get stuck in our own way. That we need to arrive. We need to have reached our health goal. We need to be perfect. And that's so not the case. We get to show up in our imperfections and walk alongside other people. So every tangible moment that we have to speak truth and to speak love into people, that's what we get to do. And so lastly, speak boldly. Don't hold back. You have that tugging inside of you that says, say this. Oh my goodness, do you see that? You heard that on the boot camp. Say that. Don't hold back. They need to hear it. Get out of your own way. I had to get out of my own head. I am my own worst critic. I get worried about the words that are going to come out of my mouth or even sharing with you today. But you know what? When your heart is in it, that's what they're going to hear. They're going to hear that you deeply care about them. And I am so thankful that this boot camp has talked about that semantics of changing it from I'm getting someone, which just even coming out of my mouth makes my skin cringe, because that is not who we were intended to be. That will reveal itself in June. If that has been your heart, and I'm sorry, if that has been your heart and your intention in your business, it will show itself. But if your heart and your passion is there, when those clients move their order, you're going to care deeply for them. You're going to see value in them because they're beating themselves up. You're going to care well. You're going to love on them. And it's going to be long-term vision for their life because you are in this for the long term. And when those clients and those coaches just like me that say, oh, not yet, I can't do this, hold space for them. Speak truth and love into their life. Show up in those moments. Have those deep heart conversations. And remember what you wrote on the top of that health assessment years ago, that this is how coaching is a match for them. Because even though they're not ready in that one moment, I can tell you, 4 years later, this is exactly what I needed, and I had no idea. And I am so thankful that Corey Baker took the time to meet with my husband and I as pastors and said, hey, look, here's this gift. It's up to you if you want it, but it's amazing. And what's it going to hurt? And so being open with it, not saying you should do this, but man, it's a gift, and I would love to do it with you. Don't let them go it alone. Stand alongside them. Believe in those bigger things in their life because they want to dream big and they're scared. So stand in the gap and dream hugely for them. Thank you for letting me share.
Danae, awesome. Oh my gosh, there's so much I could say. I'm going to resist the urge to give all my commentary on everything you just said, but I just have to say this one thing. Letting them know what you see in them and that you hear them, that opens the door. Your heart for them will open the door. And I love, Danae, that you and your husband were hesitant initially. And hey, I hope you caught this. Most people are going to be hesitant about coaching. People have concepts. They don't know what it is. It's new. They don't think they can succeed. They're in this world that's, you know, the 9-to-5 job and get the degree. And, you know, this is how, and what we do is outside of that box, and they don't believe that it could work for them. So just because somebody's hesitant, don't let that scare you away. Guys, if you're just grabbing the low-hanging fruit, like I did my first 5 months as a coach, The only coaches I had on my team were people who came to me, like Corey Baker, and said, hey, what's this coaching about? I think I want to coach a friend of mine. Then you're missing out on all those people that say no, they're hesitant, they're not sure about it. That, listen, that's not a stop sign. Let them see how it could be a fit for them. And one of your action steps today is actually wrapped around something that Danae talked about, writing, you know, how is health coaching a fit? So you'll be able to put that into action this week. So thank you, Danae. Awesome. Next up, and she needs no introduction, but I do want to say this on the idea of sponsoring. Be encouraged. If you're not sponsoring and you haven't figured out yet, that can change like that. Carol Hips had like 6 million frontline volume, like 6,000 clients ordering every month. I mean, highest frontline volume I've ever seen, and very few coaches. She didn't quite make that sponsoring connection, but in an instant, she got it, and she started to apply all the things that you've been hearing and that you're going to hear from her in a second, and brought the highest number of coaches on in a single month that I've ever seen in our entire organization since we've been coaching, probably in the whole company ever. Okay, I don't know that for sure, but the number, I don't remember what it was, like 6 million coaches she brought on in 1 month. But the thing is, she had such a high frontline volume, they were in there, she made a shift and did some of the things that she's gonna talk about, and the coaches flooded in. So, and she went from, I think maybe regional to presidential in like 3 months or something like that. It was crazy. So maybe 2 months. So anyway, so Carol, take it away. Walk us through how the heck you do this. You are a sponsoring machine. I call her the sponsoring queen. So listen very closely right now.
That's what I need, is a hat that says the sponsoring queen. That would be a great conversation starter, wouldn't it? Like out in public, what does your hat mean? Listen, my heart is beating really fast. For one, Danae, I have to say to you, for you and the amount of people you are impacting right now, I'm sure, and for the future, because that was really, really incredible. I tell you what, one tip I would give you guys is go find the Dans, the Corys, and the Danaes, because those are the people that you can literally run hip to hip with. So, you know, and align yourself with people who speak truth. You know, I'm a truth speaker. Dan was a truth speaker to me. Dave Goff was a truth speaker. You know, Corey does that for people. Danae does that for people. You have someone in your support line. I'm not going to get off on a tangent on this. Actually, maybe a little bit, because it's important. You want someone that will speak truth for you, not sugarcoat what you're not doing. Like Dan, like, literally said, okay, Carol, like, no, this is not going to work. You need 500 health assessments, and you need to get yourself together, basically. And that's what happened, along with, you know, applying some of these things. And I'm going to straight up talk about action today, because, listen, once I had that shift in my mind, and I'm setting my alarm, because just a little side note, I will go over, and I'm going to try my best not to, but this is something that you – I don't tell people they have to do anything, but you have to get this. You have to get this. And these are small things that you can do every day in your business. And you think June was terrible? July is going to blow your mind if you do this. August is going to blow your mind if you do this. And that November month that Corey talked about, it might even blow your mind, because it has mine before, whenever I was doing these things. I still do these things every single day in my business. So I'm setting my alarm. I just want to say to you that these actions are important. The one thing that was holding me up in my business, and Dan is pretty accurate, it wasn't 6 million, but I had $38,000 frontline, just putting that out there. Yes, it was a legit thing. And I had maybe 3 to 4 coaches, and it was the low hanging fruit that he talked about that just fell in my lap, because I wasn't doing some, you know, key things. So I put together a list, first off, of do's and don'ts. And I know that is, like, I don't tell people what they shouldn't do, but I think that, you know, gathering this information at the beginning of your business, or no matter where you're at, of like, do this, don't do that, it's helpful. I mean, I don't, maybe put a yes in the chat if you want that. I'm giving it to you anyways, but I'm going to mostly focus on action, but let's start with just a few do's and don'ts, right? So I see lots of yeses, so I have freedom here. First of all, again, this is going to be action-based, but I want to talk a little bit about your head. Don't get inside it. Don't get in your head about what we're doing. Do the sponsoring work. Dan said on my part today was topic was do the sponsoring work. So now we have a new hashtag, DTSW, do the sponsoring work. Why? I think it's important to know why we don't do this and we do something different. why coaching is the best thing that you could ever give to your clients, period. That's more accountability for them and their own health. That's extra income for their program. That's increasing their ability to level up in their life. We leveled up in our life because of this business and leveled up in my health. And why not? Why would you not give it to them? You all, you know, all of us on here are coaches, right? Unless you trickled in here. And I am glad to see you on here if you trickled into this boot camp, because amen to your life changing, okay? But you all have the ability to give a gift to someone. So I don't want to be the barrier to that. And I was the barrier to that, and I don't want to be the barrier to that. So secondly, don't have a bare minimum mentality in your business. This is just a small plug that helped me. Obviously, with 38,000 frontline at some point, I didn't have a bare minimum mentality when it came to clients and frontline volume, but I didn't have a lot of coaches to support. I wasn't giving that gift away. Do stay consistent, increasing your action over time. You're not going to get there overnight. If you can just put one foot in front of the other and just steadily increase that action, that's where the game changes. Why? Because focusing on a rank is not fun. It will only create stress, desperation, that energy that I believe Corey even talked about at the beginning. It'll go out to your clients and your potential clients. You'll lack in proper systems to build your business. That was me. And if you focus on the do, the staying consistent, not the don't, you are going to grow, period. You're going to grow over time. It may not be super fast, but you're going to grow. Third, don't show only weight loss transformations on social media. You do want to show what I call the full trilogy transformation, right? Healthy body, healthy mind, healthy finances. Why do we do that? Because you attract what you put out. For 6 months, I coached a diet. I coached a weight loss program, and it showed up in my business. I was attracting those before and after type profiles that people wanted to lose weight. That's what I was doing, and that's what I was attracting. So during that time, though, that's when my frontline volume increased. So there is, you know, obviously some added benefit to showing transformations. Your frontline volume is going to increase. You're going to have more potential coaches. But we want to show up as a problem solver. For a problem solver, that may look like, how can I give someone extra time? How can I give someone extra finances? Who needs healthy options because they're busy parents? It's not just about the weight loss. And then a couple more do's and don'ts here, and these are just super basic, but don't spend extraneous time on client support calls. Don't text coach your clients. Basically, don't overcoach, don't undercoach. What you do want to do is streamline your client support calls to about 5 to 7 minutes each. Again, there's some variables when you're working with people, right? But for the most part, 5 to 7 minutes. I even still time myself and I tell my husband 3 minutes, and I just like killed the relationship building process with this person. Like seriously, I still look at that blown away that I don't have to spend my life or theirs supporting them. Do coach and structure. Use your business coach, please, when it comes to this, because learning this early is super important. And do forecast your role to your clients. And I'm going to share with you how I do that. I'm going to walk you through a week and really the first month of how I support my clients. So hopefully you'll get this. But why do we do that? Too much time spent with your clients, it takes you out of the 25% bubble that we are as health coaches. And you're deleting the 75% of the program that is the difference maker for their long-term success. You're deleting the Habits of Health transformational system, which, by the way, is the new one's about to go live, and we're going to have an even better tool for our clients. You're deleting the community. You're deleting the, you know, Habits of Health calls on Wednesday where they're also hearing trilogy presentations. You're deleting maybe the nutrition plan. I don't know. Just don't carry so much of the weight. I like my bubble. I've been 100% of a health coach, like the program for a client before. I want to be the 25%. My clients are wildly successful. Wildly. They become coaches early and often because I don't try to put myself in 100% of this program. I'm 25%. Secondly, why do we do this? Why do we streamline our times? Because they'll never think they can do what you do. They're not going to spend their life supporting people. They're not going to be counselors for people. And if you're under coaching, you may never really like dig into that person's life. You may never build that relationship. You may not be able to give them the resources that they need to be successful, to have its health calls, all of those things. And you're probably not going to be able to talk to them about coaching. So a couple more do's and don'ts here. Don't go at this alone. Don't reinvent the wheel. Don't add spokes to it. And I'll just lastly say on that, do let your coach support you in learning the basics. It may seem simple. They may seem like you can do this on your own, but trust me, follow the people that have successfully figured this thing out. It's just like Danae said, she learned a lot on training. She learned a lot from her support team. Why? Because the path to success is crooked as it can be. Listen, we have a road right down from where I live here. It's called the Pig Trail. This is Razorback Country, and the end of it, like the tail of a pig, is what corkscrew. That road makes me sick every time I go down it. My husband still tries to drive down it. What I'm saying is it's already crooked. Like, your path to success is already crooked. Why are you going to put obstacles? Why are you going to put, you know, roadblocks? Why are you going to put bumps in the road? It's just going to make it a little bit harder on you. Just saying, follow that path to success alongside someone that's already been there. And then lastly, on the do's and don'ts, don't withhold the coaching opportunity from your clients, period. I'm going to teach you how to do that. And do focus on functioning out of a mindset. People don't know what they don't know. You have to listen, like Danae talked about. You have to look for those clues. You have to tell someone what you see in them. And you have to plant the seed of coaching early and often. I'm a product of that. And I became a coach of 4 weeks. And so why do we do that? It goes back to what I said earlier. It's the best for our clients. Plus, I will tell you, the game will change when you assist coaches to live a life of freedom. You will have so much more fun. So, last little bit here that I want to share. See how I'm doing on time. Okay, 2 minutes, 23 seconds. Here we go. How do I plant the seed of coaching early and often? This is what you have to get, okay? If you do this, I'm just going to tell you, I still do this to this very day. Please take notes and whatever we need to do to get this, because all of these steps, if you do it, your business will change. I've literally transferred the skill to many coaches who are on here that were kind of leaning into the area where I was out of balance, right? Had a good frontline volume, a great frontline volume, very few coaches. So I'm able to notice those things in my business. And I'm just telling you, I've worked with, it's not just me. I've worked with coaches who've dealt with this. First of all, increase your frontline volume. Wherever you're at now, work with your business coach to get that funnel full. Not going into that because we've talked about that a little bit. But I want to give you five things. These are five key areas where you're already talking to your clients anyways, where you can literally plug in from the very beginning and give them this gift early and often. So number one, the health assessment. I want you to play detective. When you have connected with someone and you are talking with them and you're playing detective, you're listening for those clues, like, where are they lacking time? You know, where are they stressed? What do they do for work? What is their family life like? You're playing detective and tell them where coaching is a match for them. Hey, you know, I heard you earlier say you don't really have a whole lot of time. You know what I've loved so much about coaching? So I finally have time in my life. I go to the school parties that I used to miss. I'm fully present with my kids. Just speak life into them about what this has done for you. Maybe that's not your story, but you have a story. You wouldn't be here without it. So at least, at the very least, on this health assessment, I want you to tell them why you're excited to help them. Tell them why you love coaching. And that's layering, you guys. You don't have to come out of the gate and say, you should be a health coach. I mean, it might go there, but the great thing is we can just tell them why we love coaching, okay? Number two, the night before or the journey kickoff call. This is when you're calling your client to get them excited, basically reiterate what the night before video already says. And this is my crucial piece for I'm forecasting my role. I don't know if anybody else is doing this, but one thing that I do here, I learned the hard way. I had clients expecting me to carry their weight. And I tell them, look, we're going to speak for a few minutes tonight. The video's pretty much already told you exactly what you need to know. I want to let you know that for 8 days, I'm going to send you a text with a little video in it. It's a couple of minutes. It's going to greatly assist you on your journey. I'm going to also call you for about 5 minutes. Day 1, 2, 3, and 4. This is going to help you get into a fat burn. We're going to talk about how you're feeling, go over a few key things. And then on day 8, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to celebrate your success because, listen, my clients get results. This program is amazing, and you're going to be in love with it on day 8, I can assure you. And if you are a new coach or you're learning the ropes of coaching, please bring your coach in on this to learn how to celebrate and give tips and integrate your clients well. So how you do that, you're going to say, hey, you know what? I'm so excited for you on day 8. You're going to get to meet my friend Carol. She has done amazing on this program. She's been my support, and she just knows a little bit more because she's been doing this longer. So I want to make sure that I'm adding value to you and your program. So I'm going to bring her on for just a few minutes. She might have some tips for you that'll help you move forward. No strings attached to that. Don't be weird about it. On day 8, bring your coach in. Learn how to celebrate and integrate your clients and learn how to drip and layer coaching into that call. Then the third thing, on day 1 through 4, remember how I said I'm going to call my clients 5 minutes, day 1 through 4? There's purpose behind this. You're spending 5 to 7 minutes. You're playing detective. You're looking for clues where you can fit coaching into their lives, but you're also making sure that you're assisting them to fat burn. Listen, fat burn equals falling in love with life. Period. It just equals falling in love with life. So my goal by day 4 is also to make sure that I'm troubleshooting to get them in a fat burn so they're falling in love with life and their mind is starting to open about, hey, I love this. I think I could do this for other people. And my goal is to get the Becca Tinter coaching explore video into their hands on day 4. I'm not kidding. Like I say, you're doing so amazing. Like, do you know how many people are going to be asking you about this? I'm just saying, like, you're going to be dropping weight and feeling awesome and your energy is going to show. People are going to see that in your face. They're going to be asking you about this. I'm just telling you. So this is a natural fit for most of my clients to think about coaching or look into it at least. So I'm going to have you watch this video. No pressure. We'll catch up on day 8 and we'll just chat about what you thought. Literally just kind of like hand it off and blow it off. Okay. That's really it. And then day 4, or the fourth tip, I should say, continue your daily text through day 8, right? Got those little videos in there. Then on day 8, celebrate the heck out of their results. They're going to have more than just a scale victory at this point because you've coached them so well. They're going to be really on fire for what's going on in their life. So if you have not gotten the skills, this is super important, of celebrating your clients and integrating them, please pull your coach on. This is something that you won't need forever, but you will want to grasp the skill early. At that point, after you've celebrated them, ask them, what did you think of that video? Did you hear anything on there that you liked? And listen, I will tell you, you will have more of these calls go to Exploring Coaching right then on day 8. It will literally blow your mind. Now, it may not go deep, and that's okay. That's not the goal. The goal is to just at least have some little wheels turning in their mind about what's an option for their life. It's about creating options for their life. Shout them out on the client page. A couple of last things here. Shout them out on the client page. Give them a shout out on your personal page. I don't care if you're posting a picture of them and their family, just saying that they're actually living life. They're on vacation, living life. It doesn't have to be a before and after. I actually prefer to show what's going on in their life or just a cute picture of them celebrating their success to show my clients get results, if nothing else. They will also love being recognized and love the support that they get from that. And then number 5, over the next 2 to 4 weeks, when I'm coaching my clients, I'm continuing to listen to them. I'm continuing to call them for 5 to 7 minutes, talking to them, listening for clues, continuing to talk about coaching, but I'm also plugging them into the Habits of Health calls. Did you know those are actually followed by a trilogy where they're going to hear more stories of transformation, more stories about coaching? So please consider, continue to support your clients through this time. It's very important. And time is the most precious commodity. So don't let this suck up all of your life, because then they think that they can't do what you do. And then last thing, the first is Monday. And just like Corey may have said, maybe June didn't go how you wanted it to. It's still not over. There's a couple of days left. But what's your plan for July? If you are a senior coach or above, have you used your map? My map is right over there. I will just tell you three out of the 6 coaches I had identified signed up because I did this early, often, and never, I was relentless with it. But whatever your plan is, work it with your business coach. Who are your coach candidates? Who are your clients that are rocking the program? Who are the Danae's out there? Who are the Corey Bakers out there? You're looking for those rock stars at life that just want something different. So I hope this was helpful, but apply these steps and literally, like Dan said, I mean, I had 9 coaches 1 month, 13 following the next. In 3 months, we went presidential, and just a few months later, integrated presidential because of this right here.
Brilliant. Somebody said it in the chat. This isn't gold. This is platinum. Guys, Carol just laid out for you the how. Does it get any more simple than that? I mean, here's the 2 things. 1, have a heart to give this gift to people. Get that set and straight first. And then do what Carol just said. That's it. I mean, and Carol, there's a lot of requests for your do and don't list and for those 5 Can you put that together and post that in the page? So I know a bunch of you are freaking out because you missed. What was number four? Oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. So that's gold. Now, the other thing is this. There's a lot of questions that are popping up that are like, where do I find this video? Where do I find, what's the Habits of Health call? Okay, please go back to our foundations, connect with your business coach. Those are great questions, okay? And don't go to them and be like, you never told me about this. You suck at coaching, okay? If they're not engaged, go to their coach. There is a coach. Like I say to our coaches in our organization, if you don't know who your business coach is and you don't have anybody to mentor you, then hit me up and I will connect you with someone. If there's nobody between us, I will personally mentor you. Every coach in our organization has a mentor that they can call on and ask those kind of questions, okay? So if there's anything that you don't know and you're confused about, great opportunity. Reach out to your business coach or their coach or your global or whoever is mentoring you. And if you're not being mentored, that is a key part. I don't know how you succeed in this business without having a mentor. I talk to my mentors every single day, and I've been doing this for 5 years, okay? The longer I've been doing this, the more I realize what I don't know, okay? So, Carol, that was everybody. Danae, Corey, Carol, that sums it up, you guys. That's how you do it, okay? So she will post those up there. Thank you for that. I fully expect, and I didn't put this in the action steps, if you do not this week start doing, and Carol, I love what you said, and when I started doing this, the game changed, about forecasting what your coaching is going to look like. Guys, hear this. And if you hopped off early, the 40-something people on here that hopped off early, you are missing, if you don't go back and catch this recording, you just missed some massive gold, okay? But when I started forecasting, so when I talk about coaching, when I mention I'm going to be your coach to somebody, if I mention that to 10 different people, there's going to be 10 different expectations of what it means for me to coach them. Let them know. I say, I'm going to be your coach, and here's what that looks like. We're going to do a call the night before you start for about maybe 20, 30 minutes. I'm going to touch base with you day 1 through 4. We're going to do a quick five minute. We're going to celebrate day 8. We're going to do a quick 5 minute check-in once a week after that. You're going to text me your weight. I'm not going to chase you down for it. It's your responsibility. So forecast that whole thing. And here's a little secret. You will have more clients come on board, because while you're selling yourself as a coach, people are backing off because they don't want a counselor. They don't want a personal trainer. They think they're going to have to talk to you for an hour every week. And as much as they love you, they don't want to talk to you for an hour every week. As soon as you say that, like, oh, God, and that's actually turning them off. You think it's a selling point. Okay. People don't want that. Some do, but most don't. They're busy. Oh, it's going to be a quick call. Oh, cool. Oh, okay, good. Oh, okay, great. And then just apply everything Carol just laid out. I hope you're not hiding from coaching on the health assessment. This is how many people approach this business. And I did it first. Carol did it first. Okay, so it can change immediately. But you're like, I don't want them to think I'm in one of those businesses or trying to get them. Hey, newsflash, everybody. They know you're not doing this out of the goodness of your heart. They know you get paid when they order. They know there is a coaching opportunity, that this is a business opportunity, and you are going to ask them and recruit them at some point. That's what they think. When you bring it up at the beginning, you lower those walls. That's that one more thing approach, or Corey says side effect approach on the health assessment, where you say, hey, oh yeah, one more thing. Listen, this is going to be working awesome. People are going to start asking you. You can do one of two things. Send them to me. I'd love to coach them. Or you may want to look into coaching because they're going to be asking you all the questions anyway, but we can just talk about that later. You see how I just took down every wall about them being scared of being hard recruited? When you hide it and you don't say anything about coaching, you're actually creating resistance in them to it. Get it out there. Don't hide from it on your health assessment, guys. Put it out there. Throw it out. And I love what Carol said. Just mention how much you love coaching, okay? So, okay, I could go on and on forever. That was such gold. Just if we could just not have to explain all the reasons to do all the things that Carol just said, if you can just trust us and just start doing those things, the video she sends on day eight, that maybe you can throw a link up. That's just one video. It doesn't have to be that video. There's a different health assessment or a a Coach Explore video, rewards of coaching video that I use. That's my go-to. Make sure whatever video you use, you watch it. You know what's in it before you send it. Okay. I love the Becca Tinder one. It's a short one. That's probably why Carol uses it. It's very concise. It's very professional. I think it's 13 minutes. So she will post that up. Great idea. It doesn't have to be that video. If you're like, well, my coach says use this one, but that's not the point, guys. It's not that video that closes the deal. It unlocks the, you know, the secret to the universe. Okay. It's just the steps that gold, just do it. Trust us, please. That was that last 15 minutes or this boot camp, best boot camp ever, because you just got some tools that if you will apply starting this week, it will absolutely change the course of your business if you're not already sponsoring. Anybody excited? Or is it just me? I don't know. I'm fired up because it's literally that simple. Don't complicate it. So, all right, let's jump to the action steps. I could talk about sponsoring forever. So we're going to talk about some more next week. So make sure you come back. But here's the deal. I didn't put this in the action steps, but I want to encourage everybody to do what Carol just talked about, what Danae just talked about, saying, I see this and hearing how coaching can be a fit. But all those steps that Carol outlined, bottom line is bringing it up every time at the beginning, getting it out of the way. So it's not this scary, weird, unknown thing about coaching. Cool. And the key to over coaching and thinking you're, you taking on 100% of the responsibility when you're only supposed to be 25%, people don't want to coach because they don't, like Carol said, they don't want to be counselors. They don't want to be experts in nutrition and fitness. I tell my clients at the beginning, before they're ever clients, hey, I'm going to be your coach, but most of my job is me introducing you to the program right now, helping you get started and anchored well. And then I'm pretty much just a check-in point after that. I'm not a nutrition expert. I'm not a fitness expert. I'm not a counselor. I'm not a personal trainer. I literally say that to every single potential client. I lower that bar of coaching because I don't have to be the hero coach. And then they think, oh, I could do that then. When you sell yourself as the hero, you close off the coaching opportunity to people. Don't use it as a selling point. It's a check-in point. Okay, all right. Let's go to the action steps. Sorry, I just got going here. This was so absolute, not even gold, platinum. All right, week 8 actions. Here we go. Number 1, invite one more person to convention. Okay, the deadline. And we said this unashamedly at the beginning of this boot camp. This boot camp is every week going to be a commercial for convention. It will change your life. But don't you think you should offer it to change somebody else's life? Pick up the phone, call somebody, get out of your comfort zone. I know so many stories of people that were invited last minute to convention, and that's why they became coaches. That's how they got engaged. They were clients. They were, oh yeah, by the way, myself included. Eric, I started July 7th, 2014. Eric Hunsberger invited me to convention 2 weeks later. And you know what? I could tell it was awkward for him to ask. I could tell. It was kind of funny because we were really close friends and we've known each other for a long time. And I was like, sure, I'll go. That'd be cool. So one more person, just one more person. Okay. If you're not registered yet, register. The deadline's June 30th. Okay. So that's a given. Hopefully you're registered by now, but go reach out. If everybody on here, there's almost 7,000 people in this group. If everybody reached out to one more person for convention, then we would absolutely sell out and max out the place, which would be awesome. Okay, number 2, and this goes with what Danae said, you're going to make a list, or you can list out all your clients or potential coaches, or I like what Danae said, and so I went in there and added that, right at the top of each of your health assessments, not just new health assessments, go back to every health assessment you have in your current clients in your coaching binder, okay? If you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to go all the way back to week 1 or 2 when we were talking about organizing your business. That was the first step for Carol before she could get into that sponsoring flow, was to organize her business. And I did. I literally told her, go to Office Max, print out 500 blank health assessments. Go to, back then it was called Office in Motion. Go to your back office, list out all of your clients, and put a name on the top of each one of those health assessments for each of your clients. Didn't I say that, Carol? And then have a stack of blank ones there. So whenever you have a call, you grab one of those and you just take notes on the health assessment. I think it was called something else then. But anyway, okay. All right, so you're going to write, how is coaching a match for this person? You're going to go on that journey in your mind, in your heart, through asking questions, through what you see. So you're looking, you're activating your reticular activating system, okay? You're engaging that on how can coaching be a good match or a good fit for this person, okay? Everybody's going to do that this week with every single one of your clients, okay? And going forward. Number three, this same thing, 7 days consistent business building activities, dream building activities. Every day. It's part of your structure now. This is going to be in here every week until the cows come home, okay? You're doing it 7 days consistently. Number four, again from last week, go back to the other action steps from previous boot camps or anything else today and create additional action steps that you want to put into place starting this week, okay? All right, I think we're about done, guys. Put a one in the chat if this boot camp blew your mind and it was absolute platinum. I like that. Platinum boot camp. Thank you, Danae. Thank you, Carol. Thank you, Corey. And thank all of you for showing up. I love hanging out with you on Saturday mornings. It is going to be a great, great day. But here's the deal. We all got some work to do. So let's go get her done. We'll see you in the Facebook page every day this week. Bye, everybody. Love y'all.